Okie dokie, here we go. Good morning.
The B team.
7:39, Brock Hunter.
We're late.
And we're late again. Anyway, we got to keep moving, folks. It's time for your topic of the day, as always, brought to you by Specialite, Indicator, and Benton Township. There's a good chance you've walked through a Specialite door and you've gone to a local restaurant, school, store, or plant, and they're hiring now. They want to grow with you. Grow with them. Specialite, right here, Southwest Michigan. Your topic for today, what is your pettiest pet peeve? All right, we all have pet peeves, okay? But what's that pet peeve? You're like, all right, I shouldn't be upset by this, but I'm allowed to be. It's my right. It's petty, but it's my pet peeve. This happened to me. Actually, it happens to me quite a lot. And I know we all have our right to the self-checkout lanes at our stores, okay? We all are allowed to use them. However, it drives me bananas when I see people in the self-checkout lane that don't have that sense of urgency, okay? I swear to God.
Lollygaggers.
Look. It's made so people, boom, let's go, let's go, let's go, let's go. Dude, I will have a cart full, and there's no shame in my self-checkout game. I will have that cart done like that. I was there the other day, and this guy literally, like, the way his cart was set up, it's like he would grab one thing out of the cart, walk over, scan it, put it in the bag, and then, like, he had to, like, walk, like, in between. Dude, I was sitting, I was looking, at Kiki, like, I'm gonna lose it. I'm gonna snap. Look, I get it. It's self-checkout. There's no timer on it.
Just go do it for him. Just go grab his bread. Here you go.
I almost did. I almost did because, folks, the only way society will be able to maintain our self-checkout is if we all accept how it's supposed to go. It's made for quick checkouts. Boom. Yeah. Boom. Boom. And if you don't think you can handle it, look, that's fine. Go get it taken care of on the line. Let someone else do it for you. But I swear to God, I will choke you out and I will check out your stuff for you and then roll you out to your car because it'll be faster than watching you not know how to handle the self-checkout.
Just go towards the light.
Oh,
slowly choke those people. Seriously, man. Come on. Let's go. Sense of urgency, like you said.
Hey, look, it doesn't matter, young or old, all right? I'll yell at grandma and I'll yell at a youngster. Yeah. Just figure it out.
Quit lollygagging around so much, you know? Dude, I got so many, I don't even know where to start.
you're such an angry man.
You know? Small blankets, terrible. As a tall guy, dude, anything that doesn't cover my feet bothers the hell out of me. Can't sleep, just burn the blanket.
Well, get rid of it. You either got to put it over your feet, but then it doesn't go high enough on your stomach, or you put it over your stomach and your feet are uncovered.
It's terrible. You know what? Another thing that pisses me off too is when I put on shirts or like a tighter sweatshirt or like a hoodie, one arm is always folded out. And I get one arm in, I get half the shirt on, and I can't find the hole, you know, and you can't put the shirt on. Bothers me so much. Same thing with pant legs. There's always one pant leg that's folded out.
Well,
you never just push it through, you know?
If you actually folded laundry instead of just leaving it in your dryer.
Shut up.
That pet peeve you can take care of on your own accord.
I know. It's my own fault. You know another one that the wife did yesterday? She's in the shower, I think, so she can't hear me. Yes. She unplugs everything. Like for instance, the other day I plugged in, you're going to laugh, my kayak battery. the kayak battery. The weather's starting to turn. I'm like, we got to get this thing,
you know,
juiced up and ready to go. And as soon as I plug it in, I walk back, it's unplugged.
Yeah. And quit wasting energy. Well, by kayak battery, you should mean the paddle, but I get what you're saying.
No.
So she just goes around and unplugs stuff that she got plugged in.
Unplug stuff.
I love
pisses
it.
Me off.
That's hilarious. Dude, she's just doing that to mess with you. That's all she's doing now. That's it.
At this point, she knows it angers me, and I think she is doing it on purpose. Come on.
You know, I'll rant on my wife, too, just so your wife's not feeling left out. One thing that Kiki does is she'll just leave the PlayStation on. So, like, she'll be working and, like, she'll watch something, but because she's been working from home. But then instead of turning it off, she'll just leave it running. I'm like, God, you're going to burn out my PlayStation. I swear to God. And if I can't play my video.
They're spinning.
That thing's just getting hot back there. Just
so loud. It's a loud piece of equipment.
Not to mention, too, I know it's not big. It's not a big piece of thing. It's not like it's, you know, a power plant sucking juice out. But, you know, I can feel the change coming out of my pocket right there.
Sucking change out of your pocket. It does.
Our wives need to get together and need to have a conversation about, you know, maybe there's a happy medium. Instead of unplugging everything or leaving everything on all the time, maybe just right in the middle, like half the time. Yeah.
Let's figure this out.
You dumb broads.
I got one more for myself before we take a break.
Yeah.
And you know this one, you know. The open door policy is an open door policy, but please knock.
No.
Please knock before you walk through my door.
Look, I'm going to tell everyone right now, if you know where Hunter lives, the door's unlocked, okay?
No, it's not.
You're going to get murdered.
No, you know what? Door's unlocked. I'm going to have a big flopping wiener behind that door, and you're gonna be really surprised. That's what you're going to be. Hey, what's going on? Oh, my God.
Yeah, don't walk into Hunter's house without knocking with your mouth open, all right? It's not going to end well.
You'd be lucky if that's all you saw. You know, I'd be bent over working on something. If you want to see a full moon, ladies and gentlemen.
I'm just here naked working on this IKEA furniture. That's all I'm doing. Don't worry about it.
Naked?
Good God. Yeah, that's what you get. Yeah. All good answers. You're a very angry man. We're going to take a break. 925-WIRX, 925-9479. Comment on Facebook. What's your pettiest pet peeve? We got some great answers when we come back. Stick around.
Plan B Morning Show with Brock and Hunter. Only on Rock 107 WIRX. Everything that rocks.
Bye, bye. Hey, good morning. Oh, that's Michael Jackson. That's
Michael Jackson.
751. Brock, Hunter, welcome to it.
Hey.
Plan B Morning Show. Get to it. Your topic of the day, as always, brought to you by Specialite in Decatur and Benton Township. What is your pettiest pet peeve?
Boomerangs on Facebook.
I haven't seen one in a while. I think that's gone away a little bit.
Yeah, good. Good.
Yeah.
It's just, you know, just the general Facebook, the gym pics too, guys.
Yeah.
I know we've ran it 1,000 times on it, but let's just...
It's a petty pet peeve.
Let's move on. Let's move on from it.
Let's see. Jason said his pettiest pet peeve, not rinsing dishes. I'll throw it away if it's too nasty. What?
Yeah.
Good Lord.
The last place in the trash.
Jesus, man. Well, they were dirty. Good Lord,
maybe you
man.
Should try paper plates, man. Yeah. I know it's probably not the greatest for the environment, but, you know, somebody like you might need them.
Just throw it away. That's hilarious, dude. Let's see. Nicole said, people that say, look at that while I'm driving. Do you really want me to look or would you like to not die? Hey, look at that. Just look. Would you look? Just
you know,
look at it.
Funny is the wife did that the other day. We were driving and she's like, Joe, check it out. I'm like, no, it is snowing out. This is when it was really bad. We had like 3 feet of snow at this point and it's just gliding across the highway. You know, and there's no traction at all. Yeah, look at that.
Would you look at it? She grabs the wheel jerks it like, check this out. Jesus. Kiki does that from time to time. Like, she'll get worked up about, like, traffic. Like, a car up front, like, up a ways that I see will, like, pull out. And she'll go like, oh. And I'm like, oh, don't do that. What are you saying? Oh. It's like, I got it. It's fine. Yeah, or something like that. Yeah. I'm like, God, don't. I'm driving. I got it. I saw him.
I got it. All right.
Let's see. Connor said his pettiest pet peeve is I hate when cupboard doors or drawers aren't closed all the way.
It does bother me, too.
Sherry said, I like Sherry. She said, when I answer the phone at work and the person asks if we're open. No, I just came in to answer the phone and say we're closed.
You guys open?
No.
No.
No, this
I'm
is
just here.
What I like to do in my free time, you idiot. Yeah.
Answer the phone.
Brandon said, not winding power cords or air hoses back up right. Yeah, that's I don't know if that's petty. That's something that everyone should learn how to do.
That's something you learn from your dad, or I learned from my dad. Yeah, I wound the hose up wrong one time. Give me the damn thing.
Just give me the damn thing. Get out of here, and then he beat you with it. Lee had a good one. Those bright-ass lights coming at you. Folks, new car makers, for some reason, if people over at Chrysler or whatever are listening, stop putting those effing UFO halogen lights on cars.
There's no reason. They stick out.
There's none. All right. You're not trekking through like uncharted territory in the Amazon and you need to see 1,000 feet in front of you. Okay.
You're not on dusty Mars.
Exactly. You know? You are not the rover on Mars trekking through uncharted war. No. I don't get why all these new cars have these super bright ass headlights. And to go along with that, if you're someone who replaces your headlights with those super bright headlights, you're an effing jerk. And I hope that someone smashes it. I hate it, dude.
I've seen the blue ones. I've seen yellow ones recently. Some people getting real bright yellow, like screaming yellow.
Like it's
a nuisance almost. It takes your mind off of the road.
It makes it harder for the other drivers around. And when you're in the city, why do you have those headlights? You don't need them driving around town where the roads are literally illuminated by, oh, my God.
Now, would you rather have one of those guys coming at you, or would you rather have somebody behind you with their brights on?
What I do with that, you want to talk about being petty, I will take my rearview mirrors and everything, and I'll adjust them so it shines back towards them.
You know what I do? I just say, you're a jerk in Morse code by tapping the brake a bunch of times.
It's just seriously, there's no reason. And I hate that car manufacturers have gone down this route where every single light, lights on cars are just god-awful bright. No reason for it. None. Mm-hmm. None.
I agree with you on that.
All right. Well, I'm all worked up now. I think I popped a rib yelling. So let's take a break. We got more of the Plan B Morning Show coming up. Stick around.
What's better than...